It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're going to talk about tourism in Tuolumne County, how the past year was, and new initiatives on the horizon. We're pleased to be joined in studio today by Lisa Mayo, who is the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County. Lisa, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, you know, how was this past year when you look back at, you know, tourism? It was obviously an interesting year for sure.
Yes, it was definitely a very interesting year for tourism. Of course, in 2020, we saw an immediate decline in tourism in about April. I think it was just a very steep drop-off, and that continued pretty much through the year. This year, the beginning of the year, quarters one and two, we saw an amazing increase in transient occupancy tax collections, and those actually exceeded 2019 numbers, which to that date were the most we had ever received. So it's been a really interesting year looking at the extremes there and understanding like what people are doing when they're coming here and how they're staying. And of course, what we realize, a lot of people are staying in Airbnb vacation rental type places. I think there's definitely a feeling that they're safer in a sense sometimes because they're usually independent from other rooms and visitors, that type of thing. But also people were coming up here for weeks at a time and working, even if they lived in the Bay Area. So it's been really interesting kind of seeing what's happening.
So the fall off during the year of COVID-19, was there a percentage?
It was, well, I'll put it this way. Travel spending the previous year was $273 million, which was the most we'd ever had in a year. And last year it was $173 million. So $100 million difference, which is huge because that's a huge reflection on what our restaurants and lodging properties and attractions and stores were all going through.
And percentage-wise, have you been able to analyze how we compare locally to the rest of the state?
Yeah, so we were off about 36%, I believe, and the state was off closer to 55 as a state. So we fared better than a lot of places in California, and a lot of that definitely has to do with the fact that we are a rural destination.
And then so far this year, have you seen things start to pick up a little bit?
We have. It's definitely a different year than last year. We'll obviously have yet to see all the numbers, but just from what we've seen the first couple quarters, it looks like we're on a good track to make up for some of that lost time last year.
I know you recently kind of put together a year in review report as well. Any highlights that stand out from that?
You know, we were able last year because we had put a stop to a lot of our marketing to really focus on some projects that we wanted to build on. There was a sustainability and stewardship messaging that we wanted to really try and get out there, especially as we were seeing a lot of people traveling to the country, so to speak, for the first time and maybe not understanding how to travel. And so our messaging was about picking up your trash and being prepared when you're in the outdoors, all these kinds of things. And we have a campaign called Too Cool to Trash. So that was something that we were able to build on a bit through that time. Also in the way of sustainability, we did a really fun project with the Pinecrest Expedition Academy, where we took the kids up to Kennedy Meadows and we planted three sequoia trees in an effort to start a new grove of giant sequoias. And there's a big story behind those trees and how they came to be. They were actually a giveaway that we had done 3 years ago at a media event in New York. It was kind of a gimmicky sort of thing. And one of the writers there, we already have a relationship with her, and she has a home in San Francisco and one in Albuquerque. And she said, hey, I have some trees still that she had grown. And she had three, though, that she wanted to pass along and bring back to Tuolumne County. And so we met her in Chinese camp in December of 2020, we got those trees. They lived in buckets at my house for a while, and we were able to go up and do this great project with the kids. And Heidi Lupo did an amazing job preparing them for planting the sequoias and what that meant. And it was a really neat experience.
So the kids get their hands in the dirt and actually physically plant the trees?
They did, and they tested the soil, and they did everything. They had little shovels, and it was wonderful. It was really one of my best days at work ever.
And nice job keeping them growing at your house. That's a success.
Yes, I was a little concerned. If anyone knows my yard, there's sometimes things don't make it. So it was great that those did.
Also, have there been a couple of feature films recently in Tuolumne County as well?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible that during the shutdown, really, we had a couple of films that were taking place pretty much under the radar, as they should have been, especially during that time. But there's Lanterns Lane, which comes out, supposed to be released in theaters later this fall or winter, so we're kind of keeping tabs on that. And there was another one called Darkest Hour, I believe was the name. And it was interesting working, you know, with a feature film during this time. There's definitely some rules that their unions had to, you know, that they had to go by with their unions, and that included getting COVID testing 3 times a week. And that was a huge challenge, but I reached out to Adventist Health eventually, and they were fantastic to work with, and they really, they helped make that happen, and it was really seamless, and the crew stayed at the home that they were filming in, but also at a local hotel, and pretty much didn't go anywhere else. They had food brought in from our local restaurants, so there was a great little economic impact there, but pretty cool that they were able to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Tuolumne County, of course, years ago was a huge hotspot for Hollywood productions. Are you optimistic about the future, about maybe seeing some more filming in this area?
I think so. It seems that... and this is one of those things with COVID, we always try to look for like any silver lining, but you know, these production companies are wanting to stay closer to home, and so many are based in California. So it makes sense. And I think when they see filming in an area, it starts to remind them that we're here and we're film friendly and ready to work with them.
For this area, what are the things that can kind of be marketed as good for filming? What type of areas?
Well, of course, all of our historic places are great. I think the forests that we have around us are really enticing for producers. They tend to use those a lot for horror type films, and that's kind of interesting. We just have a lot to offer, and not just the locations, but the film friendliness and how people are willing to work. We also have a lot of talent locally, and sometimes they're looking for talent. So we do have a lot to offer.
Do car commercials, they like our roads around here as well and the terrain?
They do, and I know in the past that was this is a great place to come for that, and I don't know that we've seen that lately. But sometimes, again, they come in a little bit under the radar, and we might hear about it afterwards. But definitely, I mean, Sonora Pass is just an incredible spot to do car commercials.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Lisa Mayo, who is the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.